from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Wow, it's August 26th and the Sox are already in the books. Stand up and oh boy.
Morning, Mully. Yeah, Monday. We want to start with the Sox. We are at the lowest point in White Sox history as we sit here this morning. And that's no exaggeration.
But it's not even, like, it's going to get worse.
Well, I know.
Tomorrow confident?
It could be an opportunity to say that again. But never before have they had back-to-back 100 loss seasons.
No.
So what they did yesterday made history.
Right.
News, yes. Tiresome news,
yes.
Absolutely.
Predictable.
And yeah. It's only August 26th. You wonder how low they can go. And there's no end in sight this season. There's some glimmers of hope along the way. But, boy, that was rough because they couldn't even win a game in the series.
No.
But I think we talked about that on Friday morning. They didn't give us any reason to think they would win a game. And they didn't.
No. I thought it was neat / cute that they were wearing Grady Sizemore t-shirts.
That was Friday before the game. Yeah, I thought it was a sign of respect. He's in a difficult spot, and he's connecting in some ways with players. They respect a manager who has played the game before.
Right.
And Grady Sizemore is he's got an opportunity, but I don't know if he can do much with it. Just because the talent is so bad.
The Cubs lost yesterday. Boy, have we seen that game before. My goodness gracious. It just feels like every time you get going, there's kind of this stall in the engine. So you think they're putting it together and they're getting ready for a sweep, but nope, it's this Cubs season, and they gave one away. And I mean, they got beaten. They stopped playing on offense yet again. I guess that's my
point. They scored 14 runs on Saturday, and then they have bats that are silent on Sunday, and it makes no sense. And it just underscores how inconsistent they have been and why you have no reason to believe that they're going to get on the run that they need to get on, even though it's mathematically possible, even though they have a break in the schedule. I loved the exchange yesterday before the game, Craig Counsell. And Sully, the idea that there's a break in the schedule coming up with the final 31 games, and Counsell pointing out, again, that it's difficult to play these teams. It's Major League Baseball. Even though the records are what they are, the Cubs aren't good enough to assume anything offensively.
Right.
So here we are, waiting for that 8-game winning streak.
That's the thing that is so embittering. It's very difficult to get on a long winning streak when you can't score runs.
And they go into Pittsburgh against some of those young arms.
Exactly.
They're going to see Paul Skeens during this series.
Ouch.
That doesn't make you feel like a 6-game winning streak, a 4-game winning streak is in the offing. So, yeah, it's frustrating. They should have beaten the Marlins, the worst team in the National League. The only team worse than the Marlins, the White Sox.
Today.
Baseball season still has another month to go. That's a threat for Sox fans more than a promise.
Yeah. I mean, technically, it gives them more time to somehow not set the record, but they are going to.
They're on their way. They're on their way.
Say it with me. Southside, stand up.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. They're not going to be standing too many more times in the end of end of the season before.
It came very close to going to the game yesterday.
Yeesh.
Came very close.
So today. They're home. Tigers. Wraparound.
Are the Tigers still here?
The wraparound series.
Why won't the Tigers leave? At what point can we get them out?
Why would they want to leave? They keep facing the White Sox.
Have they relocated? They've been here for like 6 weeks. Doesn't it feel that way?
Javi Baez feels like he's playing in Chicago again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's been a long series.
How long have they been here? They were on the north side, and then they went to the south side. And
they had a three-game series with the Cubs Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
And this is a four-game series?
And it's a wraparound series. I love the wraparound series. It's kind of weird.
Is that they score a goal that way?
No, it's just a wraparound, the weekend wraparound, Monday. Monday it's too much. Too many Tigers.
They've been here too long. You can go home now.
They're registered to vote. Twice.
Go back to Detroit and eat your square pizza. Leave us be.
But I don't think they want to leave.
No, I don't blame them.
These White Sox gave them a game yesterday. Jonathan Cannon, good for a while. Yeah. But we talked to Chris Getz Saturday and inside the clubhouse, and I found him remarkably
composed,
optimistic about the future because of the young pitching. And we'll get to it. But Hagen Smith, that was before the debut. He made his professional debut at single A. Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of wow there. And how about
him? High A. He went Winston-Salem.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Low A.
Single A.
It's single A. It's impressive. He was definitely effortless and impressive. And how about the Cubs' first-round draft pick?
Yes.
Cam Smith has hit a home run in six straight games.
He just hit another one.
Give him a ticket to South Bend. Now, that's high A.
That's high A.
Yeah.
High A. Don't forget. You gotta say hi.
When the best news is at the minor league level, and we're talking about Class A developments over the weekend, you know it's been a tough Sunday for Chicago baseball.
The Cubs can score runs in the lower levels, and the White Sox can get good pitching. High A.
Yeah, they did. They can.
Salem. He dashed off a great game for himself.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.